up everything except the your body heat every nerve. Used to wake up in my shirt, it's the one I had to burn. Trying not to stare, but you are everything. You're everywhere that I've ever been. You feel like Brooklyn in the summer. Been hiding half awake for so long. And as the sun goes deep, only you ever see. Bringing a recipe back home. Brooklyn in the summer. Been stumbling half awake for so long. Got a Philippic fever. Giving it something real. I've got you. Gotta let you go. This morning I walk through the train, just like you did every day. Everyone else is the same, I wonder if you're the same. Do you lay your head in someone else's bed and help you bury it just like you always did? And now you're in all of my works, only way I can return. Memories fade in reverse, but you will always be hurt. Wherever I can sing, you'll be right there with me. The jokes and melodies that only I can sing. You feel like Brooklyn in the summer. Been hiding half awake for so long. And as the sun goes deep, only you ever see. Bringing a recipe back home. You feel like Brooklyn in the summer. Been stumbling half awake for so long. Got a Philippic fever. Giving it something real. I've got maybe I'm not really ready to give up you. Cause nobody ever wanted to live like you do. Cause you're so good. I'm so bad. Every time I see you, I wish I could describe it with words that say never. And nothing that I can say would ever be true. Goodbye, please. Brooklyn in the summer. Been hiding half awake for so long. And as the sun goes deep, only you ever see. Bringing a recipe back home. You feel like Brooklyn in the summer. Been stumbling half awake for so long. Got a Philippic fever. Giving it something real. I've got
flowing dress that you're in, or the light coming off of your skin. The fragile heart you've protected for so long, or the mercy in your sense of right and wrong. It's not your hand searching slow in the dark, or your nails leaving love's watermark. It's not the way you talk me off the roof. Your questions like directions to the truth. It's knowing that this can't go on forever. Likely one of us will have to spend some days alone. Maybe we'll get 40 years together. But one day I'll be gone. One day you'll be gone. We were vampires and death was a joke. We'd go out on the sidewalk and smoke. We'd laugh at all the lovers and their plans. I wouldn't feel the need to hold your hand. Maybe time running out is the gift. I hard till the end of my shift. It's with you every second I can find. And hope it isn't me who's left behind. It's knowing that this can't go on forever. Likely one of us will have to spend some days alone. Maybe we'll get 40 years together. One day I'll be gone. One day you'll be gone. Likely one of us will have to spend some days alone. Maybe we'll get 40 years together. One day I'll be gone. One day you'll be gone.
Trust your friends with no reason, nada. The joy I've made shall not be tamed. And that summer feeling is gonna haunt you one day in your life. When the cool of the pond makes you drop down on it, when the smell of the lawn makes you flop down on it, when the teenage car gets the cop down on it, that time is here for one more year. And that summer feeling is gonna haunt you one day in your life.
Summer feeling, summer feeling.
If you've forgotten what I'm naming, you're gonna long to reclaim it one day. Because that summer feeling is gonna haunt you one day in your life.
Summer feeling.
And if you wait until you're older, a sad resentment will smolder one day. And then that summer feeling's gonna haunt you. And that summer feeling's gonna taunt you. And then that summer feeling is gonna hurt you one day in your
summer
life.
Feeling, summer feeling, summer feeling.
When even third grade starts looking good, which you hate it, and first grade's looking good too, overrated, and you boys long for some little girl that you dated. Do you long for her or for the way you were? That summer feeling is gonna haunt you one day.
Summer feeling, summer feeling, summer feeling.
When the Oldsmobile has got the top down on it, when the catamaran has got the drop down on it, when the flat of the land has got the crop down on it, if Some things were good before, and some things never were. But that summer feeling is gonna haunt you one day in your life.
Summer feeling, summer feeling, summer feeling.
Well, when your friends are in town and they've got time for you, when you were never hanging around and they don't ignore you, when you say what you will and they still adore you, is that not appealing? It's that summer feeling. That summer feeling is gonna haunt you one day.
Summer feeling, summer feeling, summer feeling.
It's gonna haunt you. It's gonna haunt you. You're gonna want this feeling inside one more time. It's gonna haunt you. It's gonna haunt you. You're gonna want this feeling inside one more time. One more thing. When you're hanging around a park with a water fountain, and there's a little girl with the dirty ankles, but she's on the switch and all the dust is kicking up, and you remember the ankle locking and the way she flirted with you for all this time. How come? Well, that summer feeling is gonna haunt you one day. Your
summer feeling,
you'll wear everything for it.
Summer feeling,
you'll throw away everything for it. One more thing. Well, when the playground that just was all dirt comes haunting, and that little girl who called you a flirt, memory comes haunting, you pick these things apart, they're not that appealing. You put them together and you'll get this certain feeling. That summer feeling is gonna haunt you one day in your life.
Summer feeling, summer feeling, summer feeling.
It's gonna haunt you.
Summer feeling,
it's gonna haunt you.
Summer feeling,
you're gonna want this feeling inside one more time.
Bam! tu vaquita se cae, pues brinca la madre, la fina salar. Carnaval, rumbo San Pablo, cowboy de chivirininha, la siquiliosa y cachaza, carita de tigre piriña, la chía, la toca, bonito me cura de la boca, los Sanchuan y mi Brasil, desde Seattle la vida mamoca, y una jativa cross my bill, la jai, salud, cheers, fire se quita el estilo, y por el cartel de estilo decís,
בטח הקצב גרם לך לבוא, או שתגיד לי שלא, תני לי שנייה, תיקח לך אותו. הגוף שלך רם בדם, אם בתקודה יהיה פה אסון, היא לא מפחד אז תגידי לי, אל תחכבי את הקרואסון.
ההבדל בינך לכל היתר, בלילות את חוגגת בסתר, תל אביב ישראל ומעבר, בום בום בום, אחת בסתר.
אוי תל אביב כמה הכל יפה לך, לא סתם אומרים יגיע סמך לבב אנוש, היום חוגגים פה באמצע הפאבלה,
אצלנו מתנפנפת על רצע, אומרים שקודו קודוס בום, היי דודו דודו בום, היי דודו דודוס בום, הכל בסדר, דודו בום, דודו בום, קודוס בום, כן יודע לצ'י,
איש תנאוס קומבינה קונדוסר,
מאוי סבא!
יש מוד עליה שסירה לכולם פה,
יש מוד עליו שאף אחד לא אמרה לו לא,
יש מצב יקרה אם רק תהיה איתה ישיר,
יש מצב יקרה אם אתה יודע איך לשיר, הכל בסדר, דודו בום, דודו בום, דודו בום, הכל בסדר, דודו בום, דודו בום, דודו בום.
With you all summer and after rain, 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 with you all summer and after rain. With you all summer and after rain, with you all summer and after rain, with you all summer and after
Miami. Summers, and then we create a playlist of about 5 to 6 songs and put them together, so about 12 songs in total that all relate to our theme. And then each story has a specific song related to it. So you just heard our entire summer playlist, or at least a few songs that really stood out for our summers. And now we are going to tell the stories of our summers. But first, we decided to add a little bit of a twist to this format, that's a better word, for this year's show. So at the beginning of every show, we are asking, what is one strange thing you did this week? And we will both answer with, you know, a 1 to 8 word answer, depending. But it'll just be a short introduction, so look forward to that. And now I think we are going to hear Eleanor's lovely story of her summer. Take it away.
Hello. So I'm going to be talking about a road trip I took with my boyfriend Noah over the summer, and how a specific song, 500 Miles by Peter, Paul, and Mary, relates to that. So this was a weird summer because it was my first summer back from college, as Luke also experienced that first summer. And I think it was great in a lot of ways, but it was also a little disorienting to be back in this world that I had left and created a new life, and now I was back in this other life. And, you know, I still knew all these people from college, but I wasn't seeing them every day, and I wasn't talking to them every day, and was weird. But I had this special road trip and visit to Kansas, where Noah is from, to look forward to. And I got to Kansas. We like did Kansas things. I met Noah's family, and that was wonderful and like, you know, an interesting experience of meeting your partner's family. And then halfway through that visit, we decided, well, we had already decided that we went on a road trip to Colorado to go to the mountains. And I just really have always wanted to take a road trip, and I've done short ones with my family before, but it felt really special to and independent to take one with my boyfriend, and to like stop at gas stations and have to like buy food for the journey. And it was just, it wasn't anyone planning for us, it was us planning for ourselves, and it felt really special to just be in like the middle of America going on these like super straight highways that we don't have where I'm from in New York, and yeah, just like playing music, talking, listening to podcasts, yeah. So, and also Noah had just bought this car, so it had like zero, well, actually, I don't know, I don't really understand cars. You can put like, you can be like, start marking how many miles.
Yes, that's called the odometer.
Yeah, we odometered it.
It's not a verb though.
And we,
everyone, if you weren't listening last year, Eleanor's from New York, and she just isn't familiar with cars.
Yeah, I did start learning to drive this year, but I have not gone over 25 miles per hour, so definitely was not doing any of the driving, because we were going like 80 miles per hour. Anyway, so, yeah, but we kept on making jokes about how at 500 miles we were going to play 500 miles, but it was, I eventually realized we were talking about different songs. Noah was talking about the Peter, Paul, and Mary song, and I was talking about, I will walk 500 miles. That one? Or, yeah, I think that was. Yeah. So, anyway, but we just listened to that song throughout the trip. We listened to it when we arrived in Denver and visited with my family, and we, like, went back to the hotel we were staying at that my grandmother owns, because that's a thing, and we, like, listened to 500 miles, and it was, like, emotional, and then we, like, went to the Rockies, and we're staying in this really cool cabin that like my family friend owns, and we were listening to it there, and Noah was playing it on guitar, and it just was this like beautiful song I didn't know very well, and I just really grew to love, and it felt like a road trip song. And now I'm back on campus, and Noah still plays guitar all the time, and we'll be like singing this, and so I'll sing along to him playing, and I don't always remember the lyrics, and then he helps me out, and it's fun, and it makes me think of summer, and independence, and road trips, and yeah.
That's a really great story. It's so cute. First off, 500, I just thought I had to tell you this,
mm-hmm.
500 miles is my dog's theme song, so it's pretty important in my life, too.
What? Okay, tell me more.
So my sister and I one day decided that we needed to have theme songs for all of our dogs. There are three of them. So we like listened to songs and came up with theme songs for each of them. So my sister's dog's theme song is Like a Virgin, and mine is 500 miles.
Okay, this sounds familiar. I feel like you told me this before, but maybe just like a virgin
yeah.
part.
Yeah, probably. That one's more interesting because her dog really fits that song. Anyways, a question. Two, mm-hmm. actually. Maybe three. Okay, so first off, I know it's very interesting and exciting to go to new places. When I came to the East Coast for the first time, I was just blown away, especially at, like, you were talking about the roads. They're, like, straight versus so curvy and funky, you know? I'm wondering, like, if that's the main thing that, like, stuck out to you about the landscape, or like what was something that you really noticed or really liked about the West, I guess.
Well, the mountains were just like really fucking incredible. Like, I think there's a joke that my mom usually makes or teases me about that I don't like nature, and then arriving at the Rockies, Rockies, which I've seen before, but not in a really long time, and being like, no, I really like nature. This is amazing. This is incredible. Felt really special, and it was just a special trip because I was also thinking about my family. My dad's side of the family is from Colorado, so I was just like, this is where my dad grew up. Like, the place we were staying is actually a place he would go to when he was a child, and still, like, I think he took me there when I was a baby. So it felt like a time to reflect on my past, but also, like, I was doing this new thing, and I was doing it on my own. It wasn't like my dad was taking me there. I was choosing to be there, and, yeah, so I think the Rockies were definitely what I took away, but also those, like, straight roads were pretty nice.
Yeah, there's definitely, I now realize how thankful I am for the straight roads. But no, that's what I tell everyone when I'm like, guys, you should come to Idaho. They're like, but why? Well, there are mountains. There are beautiful mountains. Okay, second question, unrelated to the landscape. I know going on trips with people is like a very life-changing experience because you really like realize their true nature and see if you're like, I feel, for me at least, like the compatibility, because when you're on, especially car trips, it's like you definitely learn a lot about them. What did you learn about Noah, or how do you feel like you grew together?
I think I was surprised by which podcasts he liked and which he didn't like. Like, I was really expecting him to like the music podcasts that I like, but he found them kind of boring, but he really liked this podcast, Ask Me Another, and which is like a quizzy millennial like show on NPR that's fun and has fun interviews, and he just like wanted to keep listening to them, which was interesting. I think also just like, I don't know how much I learned about him, but it felt like he was just so himself in the circumstances that happened. Like, it was really windy, because Kansas is, like, a really windy place, apparently. And on the drive back, like, the car kept on moving. Like, it was being pushed, and he had to, like, really jerk the steering wheel to, like, keep it straight. Like, that's how intense it was, and it was just hard, you know? Like, that seems like a really hard experience, and but he kept on going, and, you know, he was really tired after, and it was just, like, we listened to a lot of podcasts, and it was great.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's wonderful. I'm really glad you got to go on that trip. That sounds like a great part of your summer.
New things are good.
All right, should we hear the song?
I think so. You ready?
Here we go. Adventures, and it was very hard to choose, but, so I apologize to all the ones I didn't choose. So, I decided to tell a story about camp this summer. So, the whole kitchen staff was from Mexico, and they were basically the people that made camp, like, good this summer, or okay. They were all amazing people, and just, like, the sweetest humans you will ever meet in your life. So, one day, it was one of their birthdays, and for some reason, the camp, they know how to drive, like, they gave the Israeli staff cars, but they wouldn't give the Mexican staff cars, which was so strange. Anyways, so they couldn't go anywhere, ever, off camp. So, it was one of their birthdays one night, and I was like, you guys, do you want to go get ice cream? And they were like, yes, like, that'd be the best thing ever. So, I fit, there are 11 of them. We pile 11 people into my car. And keep in mind that all of my stuff from college was still in my car. So
Luke's car is kind of big, but not that big.
So the two seats that are normally in the back were not there because all my stuff from college was there. So there are only two real seats in the front. And we get to the car and I'm like, so have a little explaining to do, but y'all. They literally open the door, and they're like, woo, and they jump in, like, no questions asked. And normally people are like, oh my god, like, Luke, we're gonna get arrested, like, I can't do this. But they jumped in because they were just so excited to go. So we go, and we go to this really cute ice cream place in the town near camp. And we eat ice cream, and they were like, this is the best.
What kind?
Well, we all got different flavors.
What kind did you get?
I think that night I got strawberry.
Okay.
Yeah, that's an important detail. Anyways, we were all eating ice cream, and, like, they were just so excited that they could even get ice cream. It was, like, the first time they'd been out all summer, and it was, like, at least a month and a half into camp. And I felt so bad because I was busy all the time, so I couldn't bring them out. Anyway, so we got ice cream, and we didn't have any plans after ice cream. But I was sitting there, and I was like, we have to do something else. Like, we can't just get ice cream. So I was like, you guys, do you want to go to the beach? And they're like, what? Like, we can go to the beach? And I was like, yeah, like, let's go to the beach. And so we all get in my car again, and we go on, like, the 10-minute drive to the beach. And we run out, and we're all on the beach, and they're like, this is the most amazing thing I've ever seen. Like, oh, my God. And we all have our clothes on, right? Because we're fully clothed, normal thing. But I, like, take my phone out of my pocket, and like my wallet and whatnot, and I run into the water, into the ocean, and the whole staff is like, "What are you doing, Luke?" Like, and I'm like, "Come on, let's go." No, and they're like, "Estás loca," you know, because they're like speaking in Spanish and stuff, and I'm like, "Come on." So finally, two of them, Jorge and Alan, like, come running in after me, and they're like, "Oh my god, is this happening?" And Jorge, for some reason, has his phone,
and he's like,
"I have to video the experience!" And I'm like, "Oh god," and the waves are coming down, I'm like, "You're gonna get it soaked!" And he's like, "No, it's okay!" And so we're all, like, at least above our chest in the water now, and, like, kind of swimming. Alan and I are swimming, and Jorge's videoing everything for his friends back home, and the rest of the staff is just sitting there, like almost crying. They're so happy. So then we get out of the water, you know, after our time spent in the ocean, and we pile back into my car, all soaked and whatnot. And we're driving back to camp. We're all sad because we have to go back to camp. And we're, like, sitting there. And one of the staff members, he goes, "Luke?" And I'm like, yeah. Like, "What's up, Alan?" He's like, "Can you play one of my favorite songs?" And I was like, "Sure." Like, thinking it would be, like, a popular Mexican song or something, because that's what had been playing on the drive over. And I was like, "Yeah, definitely sure." He's like, "Play Love on the Brain." And I was like, "What? Love on the Brain?" He's like, "Yeah, I love Rihanna." And I was like, "What?" And so I put Love on the Brain on, and he sings every word to it. And then the whole staff joins in, and they're like, "We love Love on the Brain!" And I was like, "What is happening?" And so the whole car ride back, we played Love on the Brain on repeat as we all sang along. And it was just a great moment because it was like time away from camp. Like, away from all this stuff that was happening there. And it was so happy, and these people were so, so thankful for just, like, the littlest things in life, and it was so nice because there was so much, like, wealth and unthankfulness at camp that it was so nice to have these people that just appreciated the little things, I guess. So that's story number one. Story number two.
Should I ask questions now? Should I ask questions now or later?
You can ask one now.
Sure,
about the story.
Yeah, okay, well, it's just a clarifying question. Yeah. And then I can hear the... Okay. Is this, like, when you're in the water, is it dark out? Is it nighttime?
Oh, yeah, it's, like, midnight by this point.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it's definitely an experience.
Yes. So, like, what happened when you went back to camp and you just go to sleep?
Yeah, we basically hugged each other and they were like, "Luke, thank you so much. Like, this is the best night of our lives." And then they lived downstairs and I lived upstairs and they went to sleep. And we all went to sleep. Okay, so my second story is short. So I also went to Idaho for the summer, and one of my favorite, or a summer spot, I think I have mentioned this before on the show, but my dad would always take my sister and I to Flathead Lake, and it was just like one of the best things of my sister's and I's summer, because Flathead Lake is this beautiful place in Montana. Anyway, so we'd go there every summer for a couple of weeks, and it's just like a place that's really important to us. So this summer, I haven't gone in a couple of years, but this summer I was like, "Dad, we have to go to Flathead Lake, like, when I come back for a little bit." And he was working, but he was like, "Yeah, I got the time off," so it was really exciting. But I didn't have a very long time back in Idaho, and I felt so bad because I was only going to see my mom for like a week out of the summer. So I was like, "Mom, you have to come to Flathead Lake." And she was like, "No, you know, that would be weird, like, with your dad," and there was so much, like, pushback. And finally, I convinced her to come to Flathead Lake. So my mom and I drive up to Flathead Lake in this, like, big camper she has, or this little camper, actually. And we get there, and my mom was only going to spend, like, one night, maybe two. But she ended up spending, like, four nights there and with my dad, and it was the first time in, like, forever, like, 8 years or something, that they had spent that much time together. And it was just so incredible that we were all able to be there. And it sort of, like, cemented this idea of just being thankful for the little things that happen in life. And so it was just such a happy moment. The only thing that was missing was my sister. But she was in our hearts there. Anyways, that's story number two.
So when you go there with, like, your mom and your dad, and the past before they split up, or was it always a thing with your dad?
We have gone with my mom there before, mm-hmm. but I don't think we went there together. I think it was normally just a dad thing. But now my mom's like, I want to go there every summer. Like, she's like getting all these ideas. She's like, I love it so much. So it's very exciting.
That sounds so special. It feels like both of these stories, except I like that there's a connection between appreciating the little things, but also like things that you might have seen differently before shifting because of like a new experience and like new additions of people. Like Love on the Brain, you might have liked that song before, but like now you have this like very special connection to it.
Definitely.
Like Flathead Lake, is that what it's called?
Yeah. I'll take you there sometime.
Okay, that sounds great. yeah, just like that you had your mom and your dad there together with you and
yeah.
That's so special.
It was really special. So yeah, also stories of very special people. Both yeah. like my parents and then this staff I love so much.
What was it like being the only child with your parents?
It wasn't weird, really, at all. Yeah, because it wasn't really focused on me being the only child, but them like getting along was the more of the focus. So I was like, oh god, like don't do anything wrong, like please be good guys. And they got along perfectly. Like my mom made my dad coffee, and they talked every morning in the camper. And I was like, what's happening? But I slept, of course, during that time. But still, I could like hear it in my sleep. Anyways,
yeah, isn't that nice? Like that's the most wonderful thing about like. Going on vacation is like being asleep but kind of hearing people downstairs or like
yes.
somewhere like eating or like drinking coffee.
It really was. Yeah, I'd wake up like slightly and I could hear them talking. I was like, oh.
Wow. Yeah, that just sounds like a lot, but also a lot of beautiful stuff.
Yes, it definitely was. It was definitely a summer of a lot of learning for sure. Mm. Yeah.
Do you want to listen to the song?
I do.
Okay.
Love the Brain, everyone.
Gotta open my computer.
Just to get close to you, we push and play. An hour off a mile is just to get a taste. Must be love on the brain. Just got me feeling this way. It beats me back in blue, but it won't taste so good, and I can't get enough. Don't matter what I do, I'm no good.
stop loving me. Don't quit loving me. Just stop loving me.
Just to get close to you would burn something. And I'll run for miles just to get space. My feet are on the ground. That's got me feeling this way. It beats me back and forth, but it won't stay so good. And I can't get enough.
Questions. Generally speaking, though, we will tell our stories before the playlist. Sorry about the confusion for this week. But we will tell you the songs and who they are by, and then our theme for next week, and that will be the end of our show tonight.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
So the song that I told the story about was 500 Miles by Peter, Paul, and Mary.
Love on the Brain by Rihanna.
Oh, also we're reading the songs that we put on the playlist, to clarify.
Then there was Golden Boy by Nadav Gwed.
Then there's Summer Skin by Death Cab for Cutie and Brooklyn in the Summer by Aloe Black.
Then If We Were Vampires by Jason Isbell.
Then That Summer Feeling by Jonathan Richman.
Then Jump Into the Fire by Harry Nilsson.
Then Friday Afternoon Seven. I don't know what that stands for. Cuckoo by Benjamin Britten, and I think a children's choir. I forget which children's choir.
And then Toodoo Bomb by Static and Ben.
Then Being in Love with You by Tompa Beats.
And then Chen Chen by Buena Vista Social Club.
Yeah.
That was our playlist. Our theme next week. Eleanor?
It's swimming!
So we will have some interesting stories about swimming, and this is Eleanor
and Luke,
and we were once babies.
Have a great